We rise by lifting others. Hello, this is Deborah Green, and we are kicking it in the kitchen. Well, today I thought we would talk about transitions. And transition and changing and movement. By definition, transition is the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. It's change, elevation, movement from one place to a higher place. So let's get our higher thinking together and let's transition. Let's start moving. Let's start thinking and doing things in a different way. Remember, I say this almost every time that we talk. We're going to start thinking about things differently. And I know some of you all are very, very excited to move on and to transition because you are ready to go. You have been in one place for a long time, and now that time has come to an end, and it is time for you to move to the next level, to the next station. So let's talk about that. One thing I think I should say about transitioning is to start putting your energy in to your own development. Remember, in order to get the perks, you have to do the work. That's just how that is. And doing the work makes you feel so much better that you enjoy the perks that much longer and that much better. So you are changing every day. You are changing without even knowing how good you're changing and how great you are ready to be. So now, when we transition or move to the next level, before we do that, generally we take assessment. When you take assessment, you look at who you are. You look at what you want out of life and out of your next few years or your next few moments, because we move from moment to moment, and how you are going to achieve what it is you want in the coming moments. So let me tell you how I think when I look at transition and when I talk to students, and I tell eighth grade students that are going into their big transition into high school. So eighth graders generally are right about now anxious and kind of all over the place. Eighth graders are a little timid about going into high school, and I try to tell them and explain that it's really easier than they think. They think that, well, it's this great big mountain to get over. And when you first take that step to do anything, a first is always like a huge mountain. It's something to get over or around or through. But it's always able, you're always able to do it. One step at a time, one step at a time. That's all it takes. So with eighth graders, I tell them that the first thing that's going to happen, because your world is getting larger and larger as you grow, your world grows. And when you go into high school, you have to start changing your schedule. That's the first thing that's going to change. And that's what they're doing in schools and in different districts all over the state now, is preparing eighth graders to go into high school and to make the changes in the selections or the choices that they make for the different classes that they will take. So as things grow, as you grow and mature, your world grows, the first thing that you can expect when you walk in the door is your population growth. The population will increase, by at least 1,000 in the most of the time in the popular areas of the state. So instead of 100, 300, 500 students in eighth grade, your population is going to grow to 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 students in or on one campus. So first thing is your population will grow. Don't be afraid of that. You just get used to it. That's all you're going to do is get used to the population growth you're going to have. Instead of 500 students in a school, you're going to have 2,500 students in a school. And everybody's going to be doing the same thing. They're going to be elevating. They're going to be transitioning. They're going to be moving and changing. And you are too. So you will come to understand that change is a good one. That change is supporting you moving and elevating to the next level. Now, there's only a few things that you really have to be concerned about. And I think I've said this before. Five things will get you through your first year in high school. Five things. You need to know where the lunchroom is because you need to eat. You need to know where the principal's office for your grade level is in case you need to go there or they need you to see a principal or see a person. Your grade level is the place to go. You'll have a grade level principal. Then you will have a major office, and that's where the major principal is located. After that, you need to know where you got to go to the bathroom. After the bathroom, you need to know what the lay of the land is. You need to know how to get to classes and how to get there quickly. And you need to know where the exits are so you can get out. It is very simple. It's not very hard, and people do it all the time, every day, and you will do it too. And you will grow to do it well. So, as a freshman or a ninth grader, you're just finding you're locating everything and trying to find out where you are, right? And that's okay. You'll find that the 10th graders or the sophomores, they're just glad not to be you. They've already gone through that first very, very sticky, awkward year that they are the low people in the population. So you all are at the bottom, working your way up to the top. The juniors, they don't really know that you're there because they are waiting for the seniors to get out of the school to graduate so that they can be on the top of the mound. So that's the way that the hierarchy, so to speak, functions. That's the way you grow up the ladder. And you will do the same thing. Seniors are walking around just loving and living the dream. They are really loving it, and they're ready to go. They're ready to make their transition into college and into career. So let's go to that senior person that's on their way out into college and into career. They have pursued their plan. They have executed their plan, and some of them are ready to go. They have or will be making visits to colleges and universities. They will be filling out all the paperwork, and by the time that they're seniors, hopefully they will be cruising through that last year, just waiting to get out and meet the world. So that's what they will be doing. Your college graduates and your career people will be coming out into the community. They will be a very important part of the community. So this is how it works, everybody. And they will be hopefully ready to come into any community, anywhere, and be an addition to that community and be adults, be responsible individuals. So get your plan together, everybody. Start thinking about it now. Start making your assessment of yourself and what it is you want to do. Don't overpower yourself with a lot of work. There are many students that go into high school and the first thing they want to do is try to get it out the way. You can't get it out the way in 1 year, everybody. You have to do it one step at a time. You have to do it 1 year at a time. Stay in your lane. Make sure that you are focused and in control of your schedule and your plan for yourself. That's important so that you can focus and you can stay on your plan. So, let's move on to, after you have invested, of course, in yourself to the point of knowing what it is you want to do and how you want to go about doing it and making that assessment, just think about it. Just think about this year going into next year and next year going into another year and another year. You deserve the best. You have to work for it, though. Give it some good thought. Okay, let's look at this as if you are in a race and you are passing the baton and giving to the next person. As you mature, as you grow, as you open yourself up to your population and the different advantages that there are here, out here, you grow, and it takes courage to grow. And when you do grow, you rise, and everything about you grows, everything about you elevates, everything about you rises. And when that happens, things like your standards rise and expand. You talk differently. You talk with more confidence as you move through your high school years. You walk now with a swagger. It's not just walking like you did when you were in eighth grade. Now you're kind of working on your reputation. Your choices change. At one time, hamburger was okay, but now your radar is on steak, and that's okay too. You have to work on your reputation. You have to decide what kind of reputation you want. How that swagger and how that expansion fits on you. It fits differently on different people because we all have different personalities. But when you are in high school, our high school teens really work on their reputation because that's very important. But don't forget, the main thing is the main thing. You're there to get an education, no matter how jazzy your swagger is, no matter how confident you are there for an education. You are there to educate yourself. And the teachers are there to help guide you through this course and this stage of your journey. They are your friends. They are not your enemies. And don't forget, this is a time that you negotiate. This is a time that you talk. You tell teachers what's going on. You don't just blow it off. Remember, you are working now for your 20s and your 30s. And to be successful, negotiation is a very big part of that. Remember this too. The older you get, the faster time goes. So take these transitions seriously. It only comes around once, guys. Feel good about yourself all the time. And now I'm going to read you a little poem that I picked up. I really like this, and I use it often. I tell students this a lot. This poem is called Did, D-I-D. Did is a word of achievement. Won't is a word of retreat. Might is a word of bereavement. Can't is a word of defeat. Ought is a word of duty. Try is a word of the hour. Will is a word of beauty. And can is a word of power. So get out there, use your power, and learn something, everybody. And I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Have a good one.